Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Later on, in a full interview with Ben and Ben Talibu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, as a senior fellow, we address the reporting that Iran was the sponsor and the funder and the decision maker for the Hamas attack of these last days. Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, using its surrogate, the Hezbollah of Beirut, using its surrogate Hamas of Gaza. Iran authored and drove the attack on Israel. What is to be done? Benham looks at the reawakened Iran deal, the JCPOA of 2015, and asks questions about how the Biden administration is approaching Iran, both before and now after the attack. Is there a price to be paid for the reporting? We do not have confirm from state intelligence. We do have the reporting of the Wall Street Journal. So we look at how to go forward with an Iran that is now suspect of having permitted its agents to commit these crimes. Here's Benham.
I think Iran is certainly expecting the Biden administration to remain on its present course, which is to continue to dangle de-escalation and believe in de-escalation such that it becomes a perversion of what Bush 41 said, I think, in his inaugural, which is that goodwill begets goodwill. The Biden administration is showing restraint in the hope that that invites restraint. But the restraint shown by Biden and the pull punches showed by Biden did not deter Iran and its proxies from engaging in the May 2021 war, did not deter Iran and its proxies from launching rockets from Gaza again in August 2022. And in the most current iteration of the Gaza conflict, did not deter Iran or Hamas from launching what many have called to be Israel's 9/11. So unfortunately, I think the Iranians, as well as their proxies, remain emboldened that Biden will remain on this current course. Whether that means formal or informal, direct or indirect sanctions relief remains to be seen. But right now, the adversary is emboldened. And the fact that even the potential for diplomacy to remain on the table while the region burns is still there is part of a larger strategic and philosophical problem that the administration has.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.